It has been an issue before the fires, during the fires, and most certainly after the fires. Sonoma County's mental health, and there is a forum tonight going on about that very subject. And on the line with us is Supervisor Shirley Zane, and it's right in your wheelhouse, Shirley, this kind of event.
Yes, thank you, Pat. Yes, I'm a former therapist and started a lot of mental health programs here in Sonoma County, including the mobile support crisis team. And along with Linda, Supervisor Hopkins and Linda Hopkins from the 5th District and Congressman Mike Thompson, we all would like to invite our community members to attend the forum tonight. The 6 to 7 hour is going to be an agency fair. So there'll be, about 30 agencies represented. And there'll be some light refreshments. And then from 7 to 9, we've got an incredible program with two panels and a special speaker, Dr. Melissa Brimer, who we're consulting with on trauma and communities surviving a disaster. And she's from UCLA and the National Trauma Center down in Los Angeles.
And this is ever more important, Shirley, because the budget axe has begun to fall in Sonoma County and has already affected a lot of mental health oriented programs in this county.
Yeah. Ultimately the Board of Supervisors still has to approve the reductions. And I know that we're scrambling, that I'm scrambling. And I know the director also of health services, we're scrambling to fill that hole that is there. It's a pretty big hole.
Yeah, it is.
But I am confident that we might be able to find some backfilling funding over the next 6 months, because we are also cognizant that people need mental health services now more than ever. You know, we've got a whole community that's been traumatized through these fires, people that are grieving. It's just now beginning to hit. As somebody who understands grief and trauma, that I've survived both, I can tell you when you hit about 4 months, that's when you start hitting the wall, and that's exactly where our community is right now. So this is for people who want to understand it, who are trying to assist maybe their friends, their family, their loved ones, themselves on grief and trauma. There's going to be a neighborhood panel with people representing various neighborhoods. And then there'll be a panel finally later in the evening about 8:10. And that's going to be talking about what are the resources out there. So the county, Kaiser will be there. Sutter will be there, St. Joseph's will be there, and then also our partnership, which is our Medi-Cal plan.
Yeah,
so
very
all there to provide resources.
All important parts of this equation.
Yeah.
Now, Shirley, the County of Sonoma has a pretty good-sized rainy day fund, a surplus fund meant for disasters and emergencies. I think somewhere a little over $50 million. Is that right?
We used about $4 million already to basically pay our employees for all the overtime they put in during the disaster.
Right.
You know, you don't get the FEMA funding up front. They make you work for it.
Yes, they do.
You got to bill every hour, so we expect to get some of that back.
So but I'm curious about whether, you know, how far the supervisors are willing to dip into that fund we're talking about mental health today, but it could be a number of issues.
Oh, no, it could be. That's true. And right now it's about $54 million, I believe, since we already dipped into it once. But that should be there for these essential services. So I can't, you know, speak for the rest of my colleagues, but I can speak for myself that I am working overtime with our director of health services to find ways that we can backfill that gaping hole in the budget, because now is not the time to be cutting mental health services or substance abuse services either.
Yeah, and speaking of those two, of course, a lot of us thinking about our own homeless population in the last week and a half or so because of the frigid temperatures. Wondering about, whether there are any beds left at this point, or, you know, there are also a number of people, being moved out of the Roseland area. There are a lot lots of considerations, especially the immediate ones when it comes to the cold temperatures right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The good news is that not a lot of people heard about it, but I worked with Council Member Jack Tibbetts to reopen the armory for so that people have, and he is running it through his organization, St. Vincent's de Paul. And we've got some good wraparound services going on there. People can check in, I believe, 6 o'clock in the evening, 6-7 in the evening. And the armory is just down the street from the junior college, and
yes.
80 beds are being filled every night, that Jack tells me.
It's
so
no
that
surprise.
Is being used in addition, yeah.
Well, tonight it is the Mental Health Resiliency Forum going on from 6 to 9, and it will be at the Glazer Center on Mendocino Avenue tonight. No doubt it will be heavily attended, Shirley.
Yes, and I have no doubt. I think people are very interested in hearing about the resources that are out there. What I also want to say to your listeners is that I started meeting with the directors of mental health services from all the different entities to talk about how we're going to fill any gaps in the system in terms of trauma and grief and really taking care of our community right now. So
we've got our work cut out for it. There's no question. No question.
To talk to one another.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for giving us the latest on that event. We'll remind our listeners that it's going on tonight. Supervisor Zane, thanks for being here.
Thanks so much, Pat, as always.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Supervisor Shirley Zane on the forum tonight, focusing on the mental health of those residents of Sonoma County who need it.